To replace an existing 51-foot wood pole with a new 71-foot steel pole on a ballast foundation system from AT&T Wireless for parcel 207-16-007M located at NF71 Pumpkin Center, currently zoned R135 Residential 1 District. Michelle.
Thank you. So you started off perfectly giving a description of this. So what this will do is a temporary facility. It has to be below the original, which is the Green Back Valley Bridge project. So that's really what launched this into happening. So again, the relocation itself,
back to two first.
What was that? Were you?
Packet two, the first item here.
Okay. So the relocation entails the removal of the existing wooden pole and the replacement of a new steel pole, which will be connected to the ballast foundation system. And the system doesn't require the foundation of a normal pole. Basically, it's all above grade relocatable, which is great for AT&T. It helps them maintain their coverage in the area instead of having to take down their facility, relocate again. It's kind of a constant flow of coverage out there. With the Greenback Valley Bridge project, and this is a more permanent location, you don't know that yet because you haven't been informed about.
No, we do have it.
Oh, you do have it.
Can we have a new under standard with Comcast? We have negotiated to do a lease agreement with Haley County, and we have both the existing location that we currently have. And then when this point in time when the funding comes in for the new bridge, and they give us our notification that we have to relocate, we have identified another location we are at on the Haley County property. It's about 50 to 75 feet away. So we have to relocate. If we do that, we'll then build a permanent tower for the even in future.
Is it still on the same parcel?
The same parcel, but away from the right way that's going to lead away across the bridge.
Okay, a bridge?
South Bridge.
Yeah, the new bridge.
Remember
that? How tall will the tower be? How tall will the permanent tower be?
The permanent tower?
Yeah.
It's within this way right now.
And you're going to be paying a lease to Haley County?
Using the ballast system is something new for us. I watched a video on Google, but it will be engineered and we will.
Actually, ASU had one for quite a while out there. Seems to work fine.
Well, it's got the engineer seal on it, it makes some sense. We'll go forward.
The building permit that's required will have to have all that engineering reviewed, and that's one of our stipulations of approval. You're professionals at getting very good.
And they shut up.
I'm waiting patiently.
It's a long day, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole idea behind this is that AT&T is waiting for this bridge to take place so they can work it down, but they can't wait any longer because what they've got now is old technology that's on the wooden pole, and they need to upgrade to get 4G up there because of the increased demand for a service number.
Thank you.
And it's very well needed because when Holy Phoenix comes to the lake, you cannot use your cell phone. And it's bad. You couldn't even call 911. You can't use your cell phone.
They're personally affecting Lori's name on herself.
Could I make the motion? And they're changing from wooden, so you can't go chop it down.
Well, that's it. Kind of like all those other people that are losing their own. That traffic is ridiculous, but it's a flexible life.
Travis, you guys have any questions about this item number?
I don't.
Eight?
No, we do not.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have one other question to Crown Castle. Why aren't you going taller?
Taller?
Yes.
Well, this we haven't gotten to the point of submitting for zoning for the new location yet. If it mandates where we need to go higher, we certainly will. what is the height restriction, is there a restriction you have?
No, it's just that if anything over 200, you have to have a light on it.
Right, that's correct.
So usually 190 is your tower size with 8 foot.
The height will be determined by the carriers, the ones that have the proper, they call propagation mapping that they use.
Yeah.
And they will come back and tell us that they need to be a certain separate pulse center lines or heights. So if they come back and say we'd like 150, then at that point, I'll come back and just to support.
We'd like to see that as tall as we can.
Yeah.
To help.
Help Lord. Help the candidates in the lake.
Motion, Ron?
Yeah, I'm ready for motion.
No, public comment?
Okay, we'll do that.
I want to talk.
They're all here for one item, I think. It's an empty room now, sorry, but no, I'm teasing, but does anybody in the public have a question or concern, or?
That was a good question to ask.
Alright.
Okay, to close public comment, I'm ready for motion, unless you have some.
Yeah.
God, we're gonna lose this right along.
I think that we passed CUP 1802, on our land rate.
Yeah, you're right.
Sandcastle by Campbell and LLC.
Was there a second?
Second.
Okay, Lori made the motion, and Mary Lou made the second, that we approve item number 8, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstained, motion passed.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
Drive safe. We do appreciate your patience.
Yeah.
Is anybody here for Pepper? Okay.
Amy and her daughter.
Item, yes ma'am, item number 9.
Yeah, just briefly, it's a request to rezone the property from GR to RR to allow the property owner to split their parcel into two lots. Due to bit of history, the property was split from a larger parcel in the mid-1990s, which created the subject parcel that we're talking about today. With the existing county assessor's records indicating the parcel is 2 acres, there is a record of survey that we found that says it's actually listed twice less than 2 acres, it's 1.9%. Generally, the industry known as being substantial compliance with the grade requirements, the difference is still negligible. So it is our opinion that the lot that's going to be appropriate, and that we recommend the approval condition. Condition. The applicant shall obtain approval of a minor land division with the county community development department upon approval of the result of the request.
This is a first for me, we've never taken anything out of GU.
Now.
We normally fight tooth and nail to keep it.
History here, that, you know, it goes back and not negative history, but it's not common.
This is GR, this is different, this is GR.
Okay.
General rule. Close enough.
If you guys want to say anything, maybe explain the reasons why you guys had your house and now she's lived here, and you guys built another house, and not only it's slaves, but each other over.
Right.
I heard him, thank you, you're very good.
So moved that we pass item number 9Z-1803, Kenny and Mimi Heflin, to be able to divide their property.
Is there a second?
A second.
Lori made the motion, sorry Travis, Randy made the second, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstained, motion passes, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience again.
Item number 7, last month's hot topic.
10.
10.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
We got two down and.
I already missed my next one, so.
Mr. Chairman, I'm gonna have to have you step down.
Works for me. Z-1801 and CPA 1801 Gene Pendergraft, an application to amend the land use designation for parcel 301-24-001 located at 6272 West Harts Gravel and Mesa Road, Pine, Arizona, currently designated for residential settlement to a neighborhood commercial, and an application to amend the Gila County zoning ordinance, which is currently designated for limited residential use, R1L-D12 to transitional residential TR to allow the applicant to have a personalized engraving business. Trip number two on this item, Michelle.
And just to emphasize again that the rezoning was just applied to number 65 feet from this parcel. And also just to emphasize too, the applicant proposes just to construct just a small cabin. It's returning, there's some pictures, examples in the staff report that you can see that looks like. He will be engraving wooden items, souvenirs, things, cutting boards, pocket knives. You've probably seen these types of products before. And something important to note is he's not making these certain signs, big logs to produce these items. He's buying these items pre-made, and he's simply doing the engraving process in this building. So we don't anticipate any noise or odor or any significant impact. Hours of operation are minimal, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 3 to 8 days. Then we have had some neighbors express support and opposition. I have some of them here today to share with us their concerns. But what we looked at was surrounding area land in the north, the Doherty Homes, we have more than probably the east is TR, Lincoln Coffee Shop. There's already non-commercial traffic that comes down this road to enter these existing businesses. We didn't feel that the proposal would increase traffic significantly or really have any negative impact on the community. So we recommended approval of the request, subject to the four conditions in your package. The first one being the applicant shall spend development plan, as required by the county zoning ordinance. Of course, the building permit ordinance to be obtained from the cabin. Lighting will be needed to be shielded in accordance with zoning regulations. And we also have the landscape plan to the development plan. And that's all I have.
Okay. Anybody on the commission have any questions?
I do.
Lori.
I visited the site a couple of times, and I noticed that you have some dirt that's dug up there in the front of your property. Is that approximately where you're going to build this little building?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm Gene Pendergraft, and before I answer that, I just would like to say welcome, Michelle. Welcome, Jason. Welcome to the surrounding area. And I just also want to say that I have a question or two that I needed answered while I was on vacation. I was in Cincinnati for a bit, and this lady called me. You know, called me back. Wow, that was pretty cool. So I just want to thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. And yes, where the front of my property is the first 65 feet that is on Harts Gravel. That 65 feet that I want to use there for this cabin, the reason why I call it a cabin is it fits the criteria of the area and the neighborhood and the town and the little village that we're in that we all love so much here today. And where that dirt pile is, I have a trailer there, a little utility trailer parked there right now. That is correct. That's where it would be. That 65 feet also includes the 20-foot setback that I would need to be using according to zoning. So it's really actually the building's only 16 feet wide. I think if you go to page 3, it's kind of like, well, I painted that too. But we wanted to fit the quaint little town of Pine, and there would be a few minor changes. Probably the door would be more centered, and it would be two doors. So we did have some folks come up on, make some comments, that positive and negative last week, or the last time we met in May. And but there was a letter at the very, very end of this that was never signed by anybody. It was just sent out, and it kind of looked like it came from Bob. But it did say in there that they were concerned about the use of chainsaws. I just want to bring up the chainsaw, sawdust, loud noise, air compressors. the very last page, routers, plane, I don't even know what a plane there is. And then the edge of laser, that's correct, and I did bring that in today. It's our, kind of our hobby, the laser that we would be making these things with, and I just wanted my wife here, Lee, to turn it on for you, and we're gonna take a wooden box that we have in there and just turn it on so you can all hear it, that it's, we can carry on while other things even working. If you want to hear it, that's up to you.
If anybody wants to, it's fine with me. I don't need to. I believe you, but
okay. You're fine. You're fine with it? You're all fine with all help. So if you help me load it back in my car. I do want you to know that when we had our meeting, and hi guys over there, we're trying to look at that here with camera. When we had our meeting at our residence, and we set up tables and we had some coffee and donuts and so forth. We didn't know how long they were going to stay. So anyway, we sent out the invitations as per zoning request or per county request, and two of these came back. And they probably came back to Theresa. Is she in there, Theresa?
Yes.
I never met her. I've caught her a million times. So anyway, there's two that came back, and I'd like to submit those back.
Oh, these guys vote. I'm teasing.
Yeah. The other thing is that just to let you know that we felt that I want to give you a little background and history on this, that my wife and I both are in marketing and sales. I retired 4 years ago. She's still employed. And we've been coming to Pine now for 8 years, and living in a fifth wheel back there, being in one of the RV parks. But and we bought 2 years ago. Yeah, the one behind the Ponderosa, actually. Richard had there, his wife still runs. So anyway, we fell in love with Pine. We love Pine. I just wanted to address a couple of things to let you know. We love the town. My ashes will be spread there someday because we love it that much. So we would never want to build anything or put anything up that would be detrimental to the community. And as a matter of fact, we even went as far as at the end of May, there was an Arts and Crafts. We went down and bought a tent. We took that laser, that printer, that little computer, and that little filter, and we set it all up. And we had a fun 2 days. We wanted to see what kind of business we would get from it. We set things up as we kind of themed it as Father's Day weekend for us. And I just want to let you know some of the things that we're doing. Don't be scared when I'm moving out. This is a hammer. We love building memories with you. So that's some of the things that we will do. This hatchet says, Dad, teach me now. So, and these are things you can either use or you put them up on your mantle and things like that. What I was going to do on that machine there is this can be a memory box of type. Do a lot of these. It's got Alex on it. That's what's printed on there. And a couple other little things I wanted to show you real quick. And a lot of the stuff you've seen, but when I say we do wood, I messed that up when originally I said woodworking originally. So maybe I should have said engrave wood or wood engraving. And that might have scared a lot of people, but we also do metal engraving. And so these kind of insulated cups that we have, I don't even see those there, but that's something we do. And you've seen these probably all over the place, the little posters. So that's the kind of engraving we're doing. And when we set up there in Pine at the Arts and Crafts Festival, we asked for people that were coming in, and a lot of people who purchased, which is about, there's about 75 or 80 signatures here of individuals that would say, we would love to have a gift shop in Pine.
And they live here, that's not...
No, they live here in Strawberry, Pine and Strawberry. So I'll just give that to you as well.
Thank you.
To submit, so I just wanted to let you know, we did some due diligence in trying to cover any concerns. The individuals that came at the last meeting and spoke, behind me was Ken and Karen Nichols. They live, be the west of my, our cabin, our house. And he was opposing because of the, he thought it would bring too much traffic to the neighborhood and he didn't want to see any more businesses moving up Arch Ground. So, since then, you should have a letter, Michelle, or they should have it in your packet, that Ken has now, we did take his wife to dinner. and talked to her about it, but she had already said, honestly, before dinner, that it was mine. And that they had changed their mind and they're all for it. The next person that got up and talked was Janet Satterfield. I was surprised at that because she owns that cabin around the corner from us, you go up and around the corner. She did not want to see it because she thought it would decrease her value of her cabin. And the looks of this is, this cabin, to let you just know, her sister who owns part of that cabin with her is Cheryl Roberts. It was presented the first time around. She approved it and thought it would be kind of fun and neat to have to walk down to. So I just wanted to address these individuals. Patrick, who has the Pine Coffee, it says Pine Joe on the sign, big sign up there. He also got up the last time and said he was concerned about the noise of the laser. After the meeting and talking about how we could work together, he then came back and walked up our drive the other day. You now have a letter from him, and he handed me an email saying, Gene, I'm all for it. I look forward to working with you. So it was just brought up at the last meeting that I do try to reach out for these people. And really, I think Robert, who actually owns the coffee, him and his wife owns that, used to be the iron builder. You also have a letter in their file now that says they agree. They just want to make sure that my grading and water runoff, which will be done by the county anyway. So I won't hold you up anymore. I know you guys want to go to lunch, but I did want to give a few.
Well, I want to agree. I thought this letter that had Bob's name on it was really misleading, because the first time I read it, it was like, why did Bob send this out? And then, because there is no signature.
No.
So that's what, that really gave me some heartburn the first time I read it.
Yes.
You know, so, thank you.
And I think you brought in some individuals upset that for no reason, because most of those individuals didn't even call us to ask if the Bob was in or show up. Mm-hmm. So we'd appreciate your...
Back at you.
You letting us move forward with our retirement project.
I will make a statement that I went up and marked the property and looked at it, and it's really fits the setting. Yes. Rosemary's across the road. There's further commercial down on the scrabble than that.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Is there anybody in the public who would like to make a...
I'm supportive.
Are you guys
neighbors?
I'll make a statement.
Yes.
Okay.
Real quick, I promise.
He's back.
I'm back. I remember I spoke to Mrs. Alvine, Pine Circle Vision Committee, and this project fits right in with the vision statement of the revised plan.
Thank you.
We didn't take him anyway.
Okay, I'm open for a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I so motion that we approve item 10.
All right, Travis made the motion. Is there a second? Now, don't forget that.
That would be including the four following. What was the four issues that we were recommended to by staff? Can we go ahead and read the whole thing out?
Yeah, Yeah, no, I don't need a res, I'll get it right.
I'll second that.
Travis made the motion, and Lori seconded the motion that we approve item number 10 on the agenda, and it, with the additional four recommendations from staff. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? All in favor, say aye. Okay, Scott.
Thank you, you guys.
Okay, Scott.
One more to go.
Yeah.
I like that. Terry tables.
Do you want a table? Okay. Okay.
I need to start the board.
Okay.
Read it first.
Yeah.
So read it.
Item number seven, Scott Boutin, changes to Southern Healy County subdivision regulations number 801502.
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, if you recall last year, we had our first subdivision application in over 10 years. So we adjusted off this regulation, and we quickly realized that it needs some updating. So actually approved back in 2002, so it needs to do some tweaking. We have another subdivision, it's over in Upside Globe, that's just a globe, small subdivision, your people call, that is in the works, it's already come from you once before, and it's still in the works. Changes that I were asking in this revision, regulation revision, have been approved by the county. Some quick highlights on it, basically updated it for legal worries. Also, in the regulation, it states that 2 points of ingress and egress is required. And what we're looking to change is upon the recommendation of the planning commission, the board of supervisors may approve one access point for a subdivision with less than 25 lots. What this will allow is when two access points is always preferred, but when two can't be obtained due to maybe not financially feasible or topography of the property, that we can, the commission can recommend one to the board in the most important way. The reason we chose 25 lots was less than 25 is that is about the threshold of the International Fire Code has deemed a subdivision is not required to have two access points. Any questions on that real quick before I go on?
Yes, yes, of course. So, I believe down in Maricopa, Michelle, that they allow a 24-foot ingress egress as two ways coming into a property. Do they not?
They do.
They do, as the only entrance into that property.
Well, there's got to be a secondary emergency access, how it works in Maricopa.
But I've had others, I've talked to people in subdivisions down in Maricopa that say they have the one ingress egress, which is 24 feet wide, 12 feet on each side, which is considered the two.
Is that Maricopa County or county?
I'm not sure. I just got to get a name of a subdivision and give you the example. But with so many land, just like I have a piece of land that I wanted to go into subdivision, and I could not do it because of this law, this rule. Which there's a lot of them that are hindered by this. Is there, and my question is there any way to, because I was going to drill my own well, put in my own fire hydrants, basically, to make sure. Heart knows? Well, I was. Actually, it was an RV park. But, so, anyway, I would like this research further. Is if there's anything in the state that allows the 24-foot wide to be the sole and only ingress and egress for 12 feet on each side.
Well, we'll be looking at revising the zoning ordinance as a whole, and we will be coming back to the subdivision regulations as well.
I'm not saying that.
What's that?
I'm not saying that. But it's not state.
Yeah, I've got a question. If you go to, you have a lot of properties that are this way now.
Right.
A lot. You know that. So, if you go to one, are you going to have a standard recommended, it's got to be X number of feet wide, not, if it's 24, 24, is it going to be 30? Are you going to come back with a recommendation that this is, if we're going to go to one, this is a new baseline for everybody if we go to one?
Currently, no. What we have is, if it is a county regulated road, then it has to be county standards for width and such.
Here's the bad thing, though, is you guys put subdivisions in, and then the homeowners association or whatever dwindles, and then they become county roads, and they're not up to spec, and then the taxpayers have to pay to fix those roads and everything like that, because then the county becomes taking care of it. I see that's one big example.
I understand this story.
But if we don't set standards, and then they don't do them, and then it becomes county to take care of them, it costs all of us a lot more money to bring those up to standard, where whoever, that's what these people do, they come in and put a subdivision, just like what we were talking about with the condos, they come in and build this, and then the developer's gone, you never see them again, the homeowners association dwindles, and then the county's stuck with maintaining these roads, because these people are pecking at the door saying, look at our roads, look at this, look at that, and then you guys pick it up. And we have that all through the county.
I understand, and unfortunately the way it's written right now is either it's a county road, or if it's private, and the county doesn't have a say in it.
Yeah, but when they're building a subdivision, we have a say. That's why we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. And I think as a project, that this is going to come to fruition down at Globe, it needs to be one road in and out, because there's no the second one available.
Right, it's not.
But is there a width that we can say that we, because when we approved it for Madeira Peak the first time, I thought we approved it because there was a median down the middle and the fire could come one way, people could get out the other way. And I just thought, believe.
Right, and it is a wider road, correct,
yeah,
going into the
apartment,
the senior apartment.
Right.
Correct. And they're using the same entrance to get to this subdivision.
Okay.
We're only 10 units on this one alone, though, right?
Correct. Right. It's a 10-lot subdivision. Yeah. And that's why we need to move forward with it, because it's going to, we had a problem with the one on the Pine, about two access points.
Mm-hmm.
We worked it through, but the board made it clear that, or the county attorney did, that because it's not in the ordinance or in the regulation, that need to get that in there if we want to move forward with the 10-lot.
How did you deal with the one up in Pine?
Because of the way the original plat of Portal 4 included the lots that were now part of the Elk Rim subdivision, that it was originally platted with two exits, and so going through, even though it's a gate into Portal 4, it is, you know, and it's still in it. But it was a, you know, discussion.
Well, I know the Globe needs 10 more homes. No doubt.
Yeah. And we're always going to ask for the two, require the two, and it's going to be more or less this would be an exception, and obviously for a small.
Well, and I think too, though, sometimes they have to be looked at, though, if there's not an exit or there's no way to put it in there, if there's not roads to that, that has to be looked at. But
right,
if there and, can and will be, there needs to be.
Well, like in Randy's case,
there's no adjoining
property. He's up against Forest Service, who that definitely doesn't like new roads. Mm-hmm. But
so are they just denying me because of it, though? I think then that should be.
Because I don't have two ingresses and egresses, I cannot go to my more than 25 spaces. Or 20 at that time. I thought it was 20. So. But I thought about, you know, I have to drill my own well on that property. I put in fire hydrants. I put in stuff to make it amenable so that I could go beyond that. And Scott said, bring it to us. He didn't say no. So
yeah,
it's just that I was talking to somebody. What's that?
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody in the valley, and they said our subdivision has 50 homes in it, and it's only one ingress and egress. And it's 24 feet wide, and we consider one 12-foot ingress and egress. So,
well, what you might have to do is just put instead of 24 foot, widen it to where if, in case of an emergency, they can do, say, 36 feet or 36.
Well, you have to understand it goes across Forest Service property, so I'll never get that 24 foot widened to 36. But there's a lot of those.
But I'm saying if you only do one entrance, you have the one entrance now, right?
Yes.
Do the second one, widen your one, and use it as if you had to do one ingress and two egress or something, widen it wider than 24 feet to a wider.
I could do that in my own property, but once you get to the Forest Service, it's going to go down to 25 feet. It's going to bottleneck down. So I'm just questioning that.
Okay, you want to move forward?
No, yeah, I do. There's one more part of this that we were changing, and there was a Article 11 which dealt with small subdivisions. And basically what it allowed was, if you had small subdivisions, I believe it was less than 20 lots, you could bypass, they were trying to expedite things, and you could bypass the preliminary plat to middle and go straight to final plat. And that's what we did with the Elk Rim subdivision. It, staff opinion, it was not very effective. It wasn't well written, it was hard to follow, and it was very burdensome. So staff is recommending removal of that, so that basically any type of subdivision goes through the same procedures. What it does is allow staff more opportunity to work with the developer from the beginning. If you bypass that preliminary plat deal, they come in at the end, they think everything's great and ready to go, and we're just now starting our first look at it, and it's going, no, this is not working. And then we have that long period of time, and it upsets everybody. But if we can start at the beginning, start our dialogue, start working with the developer, getting all those documents we need, approvals we need, the plans in that we need, all that, so that by the time we get to the planning commission, it's got its eyes dotted, T's crossed, and by the time we get to the VOS, we're in even better shape. It will be better, I think, a final product will be better for it. I'm not saying that we won't add that back in someday, but with Michelle's help, I'd like to rewrite it and make it where it is a viable document versus now, like I said, it's not worded very well. And we are kind of on a time crunch with here, so I'd like to just, we're just going to slice it off right now and put it on the shelf and maybe have it
later. Didn't we call this like rapid?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and it was anything but that.
The thought process, was when they pulled out the permit the first time that they would have a conversation.
Right.
And apparently it didn't work.
No. What we run into with the, a few of the developers is they're not experienced developers, and they're
naive.
Yeah, and we're having to work with them and train them, and you know, and it's taking time, taking a lot of staff time, and it's you know, if we were dealing with someone that had all they did, I think like down in the valley probably, you know, it's like clockwork.
Yeah,
but we're definitely not
there.
Yeah, agree.
Okay,
2 and 10 years, I get it.
Yeah, but there's gonna be more coming, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Item number 7 has a lot of red marks and stuff in it. I hope everybody's had a chance to read it so that we don't have to. We'll just bless this thing because I've gone through it and read it.
There's actually done with it.
Yeah, changes in words. We can't pull
that out. That was very interesting.
We're no longer planning and zoning. We're just the zoning commission.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yes, sir.
I get it.
So do we need to approve this? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, because then it'll go on to the board if you like.
I need a motion on item number 7.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the changes to the Gila County Subdivision Regulations number 815.
Okay, Mary Lou has made the motion. Is there a second?
No second.
Okay. Lori made the second.
Bill's got his hat on. He's ready to go.
Sure, we all are. Okay, so Mary Lou made the motion. Lori has made the second to approve item number 7, changing the Healy County Subdivision Regulations number 81502. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None opposed? Abstain? Motion passes.
Lori has adjourned.
Lori's got a drum. She needs to adjourn. Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Opposed?
Put everybody on the table.
Oh,
yeah.